Hi, my name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. As a part of the College and Career Initiative, these mini episodes are sharing information on types of schools to help local teens on their college search. Did you know that attending a single-sex college is an option? Why would anyone go to a single-sex college, you might ask? Well, if you think back, historically only men attended school for higher education. In the mid to late 19th century, women's colleges started popping up in response to a need for higher education for women. Co-ed education became an option later, which is how we know it today. While not a popular option for higher education, many do find them appealing. A common reason for choosing a single-sex college is because the student feels more comfortable expressing themselves in a single-sex environment. Other students feel that by focusing on one sex, these schools offer a better experience tailored towards the unique qualities of men or women. When deciding if this type of school is right for you, consider these things. Your goals, and does this type of environment help you to reach them? Sports and social environments are going to look super different, so if this is important to you, it will be extremely important to visit both co-ed and single-sex colleges. And each single-sex institution is going to be very different, so doing research on them all is important when you're deciding. So some of the single-sex institutions that are out there for men are Morehouse College, Hampton-Sydney College, St. John's University, Wabash College, Williamson College of Trades, and there are also many Christian and Jewish religious institutions that are male-only as well. As far as for women, Wellesley College, Spelman College, Meredith College, Converse College, Bennett College for Women, and Barnard College are some of the really popular ones. Meredith, Bennett, and Salem College are actually all located here in North Carolina as well. In summary, a single-sex education is an option if that would make you feel more comfortable expressing yourself in a single-sex environment, and there are many factors to consider when choosing this type of college in respect to sports and social environments that need to be considered. I hope this information on single-sex institutions is helpful for you on your journey to your next step.